WNYC's latest group of radio rookies comes from Brooklyn. 17-year-old Munir Kareem was born in Pakistan but raised in the Midwood section of Brooklyn, a neighborhood with a growing number of South Asian immigrants. Here, his curiosity about the world has taken over, and Munir now finds himself questioning almost everything. Starting with one of his favorite films, Munir takes us on a philosophical journey as he investigates some of his many questions about life, religion, and reality.
Before I saw the movie The Matrix, the first one, I thought I was different because I would think of things that other people wouldn't think of, like that your mind could be in a separate place than your body, or that your memories could be fake. But when I saw the movie The Matrix, in which the minds of everyone in the world are trapped in a computer program and they don't know it, and Keanu Reeves, who plays Neo, is trying to free them, I found out that there are other people who think like me.
Have you ever had a dream, Neo, that you were so sure was real? What if you were unable to wake from that dream? How would you know the difference between the dream world and the real world?
But what is real? I believe that what we see is not all true, so I constantly question everything in my life. But when I do this, I found out that there are no answers that would make me stop questioning, and then all these annoying questions start to feel like a shell poking into my brain, and no matter how hard I try, I can't break it. Religion is the reality of my family. I come from a traditional Muslim family with parents from Pakistan who both pray 5 times a day. Nobody in my family questions Islam, so I never did. I thought God made up this religion, this perfect religion, and you're going to question things about it? That's like doubting God. But everything besides Islam is a big question mark to me. I think when you're younger, you ask a lot of questions, and then when you're older, you kind of find the answers to them. There is one! Open up! Go put on a shirt. Put the music down. I want here to do an interview. Rizwan moved in next door to me years ago, and we've been friends ever since.
So when you die, you travel so fast.
Yeah.
Through all those stuff.
Travel through space, fly like Superman, run into spaceships and everything, and then you make it to heaven. And then girls come in bikinis, and then they put that flower thing around your hair and everything like they do in Hawaii.
It's easy to talk to friends about things like The Matrix and outer space because we can relate to each other.
A theory about space? Probably something there, because it wouldn't be there for no reason. It's like having you on a basketball court. You're there for no reason.
Yeah, it's like yesterday. You lost to little kids, right?
I talk to Rizwan more than I talk to my family. I think if I asked my mom some of these questions going through my head, that she would just tell me that I watch too much TV. My mom and I do talk about things, but not in depth. I wanted to ask her about aliens and stuff, but in my language, Punjabi, I don't know the word for planets, so I said moon and stars. Do you wonder about things?
What things?
You know where the moon is? There? Up above the sky?
Where?
In the stars. Are there things like people?
People? What do I know? I have very little education. How would I know that?
I want to ask you, are they in the stars?
I don't know about stars. The stars and the moon are visible, but in the day the moon is not visible.
Are there other people on the stars? Like we're here. Are there other people out there?
There might be or there might not be. I don't know. I have so much more to do. I have to go to Avenue H to pick up soda. Come with me. Hey, Key Foods is right here.
When it comes to feeding us, my mother always keeps my stomach full, but she doesn't always keep my mind filled with answers. So I went to go see an imam, the head of a mosque.
Even the Holy Quran says, "Fas'alu ahla dhikri in kuntum la ta'lamun." Ask the knowledgeable person if you do not know.
What can you question in Islam?
In Islam, you are given an opportunity to question every single thing.
After the imam told me that questioning Islam is allowed, I felt relieved that I could say out loud all these questions I always had, but I was afraid to say. Like, if God is almighty, why doesn't he destroy the devil? The imam said that I should try to find the answers in life from experts and scholars. So I went to Dr. Richard Foley, a philosophy professor at New York University.
All day I wonder about these questions that I can't answer. Things like, are we really alive? Or like, do we just have the memory of it?
Right.
Like if you think back a week ago, did it really happen?
Those are questions that...
Dr. Foley told me things about a philosopher who long ago asked some of the same questions that I'm asking.
René Descartes was famous for the following thought experiment. You know, we think we can trust our senses. I see you here. I look at a table here. But he says, look, you know, sometimes our senses mislead us. Why might not they always systematically mislead us?
Descartes was a little like me. He wanted to know what was really real. He looked over all his ideas and thoughts, and he found out that he could not trust or believe them. He even asked, what if we were being controlled by an evil demon? After he questioned if God existed, Descartes still thought that he proved that there was a God. Even though the Imam told me that I could question Islam, I still think that I can't actually question if there is a God. Descartes thought of himself as a good Christian, and I think of myself as a good Muslim. Next, I interviewed a psychiatrist, Dr. John Mack. He's a professor at Harvard Medical School. He told me that people don't question their life or religion because they want to be able to hold on to something.
If you go back, say, to the battle that Galileo had with the church was in charge, in a way, it's not true anymore, of big questions.
Dr. Mack was funny. He has a different way of explaining things, like the way he explained reality as an agreement.
Let's say the agreement at the time was that the Earth is at the center of the universe, and that Copernicus and then Galileo say, well, it's not true. The agreement is what allows people to survive, to feel a certain way about themselves. Suddenly, to have your whole universe, so to speak, just torn up, you're no longer at the center of the universe. The agreement is broken. If everybody is agreeing on the same thing, that allows them to feel a certain way.
At first, I didn't understand what Dr. Mack was talking about, but after a while, I did. It's like if there's 51 people in the world, and 50 of them believe that the moon is made of cheese, then that's the reality. And if one person says that it's not made of cheese, then they'll call him crazy, because he's the only one that thinks that.
You know, you've got me thinking a lot about what is it that makes people so attached to that social agreement? Because it's all it is. But if you step outside that agreement, all hell breaks loose. What do you think?
I agree with them. If you don't agree with everyone else, they'll call you crazy and look at you differently. Just like when I went to the Museum of Natural History to interview Dr. Neil Tyson, an astronomer. I wanted to find out why the sky was blue.
Why is the sky blue? The sun emits a whole rainbow of colors.
He said that it was because of the way that the eye sees the light. I was glad to hear that because I thought that there wasn't any answer to my question. But when I asked him about one of my conspiracy theories, if the first moon landing really happened or not, he started to get angry. And I was like, I only asked him a question.
32 stories worth of rocket fuel. You think it's just going to the local grocery store?
He was obsessed with how important proof and evidence are.
You can calculate how much energy is in that rocket. It's enough energy to get to the moon. People say, oh, we have to have an open mind. You have to have an open, well, it's, yeah, you need an open mind, but your mind shouldn't be so open that your brain spills out onto the ground and you lose your capacity to think.
I think that everyone has a different limit to what they want to question. Dr. Tyson stops questioning when he has scientific evidence, and I won't question if there's a God. I guess everyone has a different matrix.
Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Munir Kareem.
You can learn more about the Radio Rookies at WNYC.org and click on Open Mic to talk about their stories.